The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we get you properly excited for this once-in-a-lifetime experience that we're all going to share tonight?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm like Bill Walton.
The Cavs-Warriors tickets, if you guys haven't seen them, they are holy crap here in Cleveland. Like, we're talking like, let's see, like Loudville tickets for $333.
Tonight?
Yes.
$330 to get into Loudville?
Yes.
That's insane.
We're talking a $1,000 ticket, $800 lower bowl, $840 lower bowl.
Why are people acting like this is like a playoff game?
Because it's Steph Curry, and it's the Warriors, and they're 7-1, and you're 9-0.
Steph Curry only comes to town once a year.
Yep.
Every year, too, when I typically I'd been coming to work at this time. Now I'll be going to the car at this time. But when I was coming to work, I would always see so many Steph Curry jerseys. It was always a Steph Curry takeover.
Yeah, and that kind of bugs me. Not because Steph doesn't deserve it. Because it's like, have some class here.
It was always little kids, though. It was never adults, though. It was always little kids.
Yeah, raise your kids better. I'm going to say that. Somebody's been saying that. I don't parent shame often.
Yeah.
But, like that's the part of it that I don't get. Now, today, it's different. But, like, if your kid was old enough to, like, enjoy those finals.
Yeah.
And you put them in, and they're in a Steph Curry jersey now. Ooh, I got to tell you.
I do think but I think he hit a point where, and I think Mahomes is knocking on the doorstep of that, where you're just so good and you're so dominant that enough people just kind of, they do the Jeter hat off respect thing instead of turning towards hate.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, where we're going with fandom, like the younger fans, and I hate to be this guy, but I got to say it. Man, it's going to be antithetical to everything you and I grew up with. Which is, these are your teams, and you stand for them, and you know, you're not a Dallas Cowboys fan because they're good at that time. No, like I grew up in Cleveland, so in the area, so it's the Cavs, it's the Guardians, it's the Browns for me, and anything else would feel like front running. Now it's, well, I like this player and he plays there, so I'm going to be fans of that.
The NBA has always kind of been that way in many respects, right? Where the NBA, you do pick out the certain players. What I find interesting about fandom is because we have access to all these other teams, their beat reporters, what they like, what they do, everything that is... That used to be sacred. Like, the reason why you used to be a local sports fan is because the coverage that you got just slammed down your throats was always the local team. People talking local radio, people talking local newspapers. It was always your team and the team that was in the area. So you couldn't really be it was hard to be a Cowboys fan, even though Cowboys are talked about on the TV 30 years ago, because the debate shows didn't exist that way, but you also didn't have all the access to everything that was Dallas Cowboys. I think the game has just changed.
Yeah, but I hate it.
Because it makes you a bunch of front runners when you're growing up.
Yeah, like when I drive around Wadsworth, which is so Portage County, I get, because you're starting to inch closer to that part of the western part of Pennsylvania. Like I do understand, like the closer you get to Pennsylvania, the more people are just going to flip over the Steelers.
Yeah,
because the last 30 years, the Steelers have been the Steelers, and you've been the Browns. But like. Wadsworth, we're like a 10-minute drive from Central Ohio. Like, this idea, and when I'll see a Steelers thing, and it's like, Medina Proud went to Wadsworth. I'm like, I'd like to slash your tires. Oh. I don't. I do not. Yeah, I never have.
You made that abundantly clear.
No. The only time you might get it from me is if you park too close, like if I'm at like an election place and you park too close.
Complete hypothetical.
Hypothetical. I might think about denting your front fender. Might think about it. Wouldn't do it because I'm a gentleman and I'm a man about town and I'm a civic something or other. I'm a pride of something or other.
I can't wait for one of your road rage incidents for someone to turn around and be like, "Is that Nick Wilson?"
No, I realize I got to be better about it now. Yeah, sneakier.
You have to.
Not better. I just got to be sneakier about it.
You're going to put like one of those scream masks on and be like, they'll never find me now.
Yeah. They'll just be like, man, that guy's got
a... Like you're a cartoon burglar.
Who's that fat guy with the scream mask on? It could be like 60% of Northeast Ohio men. You never know. I'm just a face in the crowd. Why? With a scream mask on.
Steph Curry, by the way, does not bother me as much as maybe he should. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm not as bothered by Steph. You know what bothers me the most about Steph, Nick? Is the idea that I really do think he's ruining the NBA with the three-point shot.
Oh, you're going to be that guy, huh?
It's gone into another level.
Yeah, how?
We've never had more three-pointers than we ever had, but it wasn't Steph. It was now the Celtics that have taken me into another version of it. Like, it's not an accident that the Celtics met up with the Mavericks last year, the two teams that shot the most three-pointers in the sport last season, and then the Boston Celtics are living in what is going to be this little dynasty, and what is their team? It's just a bunch of 3-and-D guys. It's their whole entire team.
So is this like the two true outcomes ruined baseball? So now it's either a dunk or it's a three-pointer that's ruined basketball?
It is. The sport is becoming... And I think it's only been magnified really even in the past couple years. And this goes beyond just Steph's scope. But yeah, we've gotten to a bad point. Like to a point where the game the NBA has to do something about it. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, the problem is, the bigger problem, the thing that's actually ruining the NBA is the constant griping at officials and the fact that none of these guys really want to play hard on any given night.
Okay, here's a point I think you can get on board with. I think there's two players that have kind of piqued my interest in regards to this discussion that wasn't alive to it a couple years ago or wasn't a part of the discussion a few years ago. Anthony Edwards leading the league in three-point attempts. Why is the game better when someone like Anthony Edwards is taking 13 threes a game?
Because he's one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
No, he's not a three-point shooter like that, though. Why is the best thing in basketball is watching Anthony Edwards drive to the basket? Watching Anthony Edwards be able to move and be able to be as athletic as he is.
Yeah, but the thing is, anybody can be a great three-point shooter now. Nobody, Steph.
Right. So the other part of this, see what the Spurs are doing. Do you see what the Spurs are doing with Wemby? Wemby's shooting 7 threes a game. And he's just out there. He's shooting 20%. He's making 20% of threes right now. He's shooting 7 a game. And Popovich is treating these games, seasons worth of Wemby's career, as if they're all just preseason games. It's wild how this is going down.
The bigger problem.
But how's the game better when Wemby is out there on the 3-point line just chucking up threes? It's not.
No, because he's a young player. They're developing him. They're doing the right thing. They're saying 5 years from now when we win an NBA championship, you need to be able to shoot that shot at 38% per game.
Agreed. That's making it mandatory. I don't like that for the game.
Yeah, but they're doing what the Cavs should have done 2 years ago with Evan Mobley. Like, that's the pain thing.
But it's because the NBA has obviously, I mean, it's rewarded. The whole system is set up to reward you for the three ball. I'm not discrediting that point.
So you're going to take away the three-pointer?
No, the NBA's got to figure out some way to get it more level. So that guys like even Evan Mobley, as talented and as gifted as he is, doesn't have to be like, oh, I have to develop this three-point shot because that's the only way you win in today's NBA.
I don't know how to say
three
this.
Is worth more than two, and it's long been established. 50% more is going to be a better outcome for you.
I'll be honest. I don't know how to say this because it's going to come off the wrong way. Steph Curry didn't ruin the NBA. LeBron did. LeBron with load management. Because LeBron, remember, LeBron was a guy. Oh, hey, back's a little tight. I'm going to have to sit this one out. The superstar of this era who decided that playing 65 games was better than playing 80 games. And because that then feeds into how hard they play on any given night. Like, on any given night in the NBA, turn on an NBA game, it looks like the All-Star game. It's, hey, I'd love to play defense there, but I got to think about my future.
The NBA's at least tried to address that.
Yeah, but they like, can't.
They can't. I agree with you, but they've at least made attempts to. They haven't made any attempts to try to limit the three-point barrage that is every given night.
Because, honestly, that's a drop in the bucket. And
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But, I think it's larger than a drop in the bucket.
Honestly, the thing that they've done with the what was Joel Embiid got fined $100,000 for the load management stuff. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, they took away the end of season awards if you don't play enough games. That was their big push.
And clearly it didn't help. No one cared. It's not stopped. Wemby didn't play any more games last year. Like, and again, I understand these guys are thinking, if I play 65 games a season, then I can play an extra 3 years, and that might be an extra $150 million. That's not the problem. The problem is it has led to teams not playing defense and teams not playing hard on any given night. Like tonight, what was the first Milwaukee game?
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. That was two teams playing like it was a playoff game October?
So many people love the Cavs, though, is because the Cavs are out there playing like gym class heroes all the time. They're out there playing like every game matters more than it's ever mattered in their life.
And then every time some team does that, the media playfully chides them if they break down at the end of the season. Like, the media is also
Turned around and had a bunch of injuries right.
That was just not staggering minutes, and that was putting too much on Donovan. There was a lot that went into that. But I will say, it can be, when it is three-point city, it can be tougher to watch when both teams can't hit the broad side of the barn. So I'm not trying to say you're not, but the bigger problem is, I'm not motivated to turn on NBA basketball right now. Like, hey, other than the Cavs, hey, there's this game, and I'm going to watch it. And by the way, the Timberwolves and Thunder last year, two best teams in the East at that point, they were 1-2. The future is here. I turned on the game, and for three quarters, it was just the opposite of pornography. It was a German smut film. It was awful. It was just the worst thing. It was just not good basketball. And that's what they're putting out there on a court. It's 100% tied to, you know, I'm only going to play 65 a year if you're lucky.
Well, I mean, but even still, I mean, I don't know. I watch games where I do have Anthony Edwards out there, and I do have Wemby out there. I do have the stars out there. The part that gets me the most is the barrage of threes that's gotten out of hand.
So we've had a conversation off air about, is Kenny Atkinson the Cavs Steve Kerr? We're going to ask that of our good buddy Bill Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, guys. Nick Wilson here for my friends at FanDuel right now. FanDuel wants you to catch all the NBA action because FanDuel's giving you 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of your friends at FanDuel. And you guys know I've been...
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, We'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.